them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
It's November 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of November, 2004, after winning 74 straight games and more than $2.5 million, Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end.
Ooh, form of a question, please.
What is Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end?
Correct.
Have a great November 30th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Three people are dead after a gunman opened fire today at a high school in Michigan. Six others wounded. A teenage gunman has been arrested. Prominent Christian broadcaster Marcus Lamb, known for his outspoken opposition to COVID-19 vaccines, has died after contracting the virus. He was 64. Lamb was co-founder and CEO of the Daystar Television Network, a very popular network with evangelical and charismatic Christians. NASA has canceled a spacewalk because of menacing space junk. Two U.S. astronauts were set to replace a bad antenna outside the International Space Station today, but late Monday night, Mission Control learned orbiting debris would make it too dangerous. This is SRN News.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys. Let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
All right, so we had yet another tragic shooting at a Michigan high school today. This happened hours ago. Three dead, a 16-year-old male, 14-year-old female, 17-year-old female. Two of the injured are in surgery, six others in stable condition with gunshot wounds. Deputies were called to Oxford High School at 12:51, apprehended the suspect within 5 minutes. The shooter, who authorities believe acted alone, was uninjured, not answering questions at this time. We're executing a search warrant of the suspect's house. We have talked to the parents, and all I can tell you is they didn't want their son to talk to us, and they've hired an attorney. Now, anybody that does something like this has thrown their life away. And, but I, you know right now that every different news organization is trying to find out information that they can use to perpetuate some kind of negative or horrid narrative. Very little of it's about actual news. I don't know what kind of, we don't know anything about this kid, so we really don't know anything about his parents other than, you know, he doesn't want, they don't want their kid to talk to police. But can you imagine, those of you who are parents, getting a call from your kid's school to say, by the way, your son came in, shot up the place, killed three, has hurt a whole bunch of others. Can you imagine? If especially if you're a parent that was trying, this kid just fell into, you know, bad friends. You know, you can't be with them every second. You don't know who they're hanging with. But if behavior is going downhill generally, especially with high school age kids, it has something to do with, you know, who they're hanging with. So I was just thinking about that. And look, I don't know what kind of day you had, but if it was negative in any regard, the fact that you didn't have to get a phone call like that today from anybody put you ahead of those folks. I can't imagine what that must be like. It's 5:07. The market had a bad day on Friday. Monday there was a rebound because there was some rational thought about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. But now we've got, you know, panicking pilots who are just, it's more fear porn. Stopped. I'm done with it. Done with it. I want to find out Jack Dorsey's replacement, his impact on Twitter. I heard it was bad. And other things that influence the market money. But I can give you this financial advice for sure right now. If you're planning on, if you want to do something great for the family for Christmas, you have 53 minutes to get over to Adams Motorsports. It's the last day of the month. And Terry Adams, our friend of many, many years, over 15 years, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, would love to get a deal done. They have inventory in-house. You can get your deal done, and they'll be happy to store it for you so that when Christmas rolls around, they'll put a big red bow on it for you, and you can get it and surprise the gang with something they can have fun with. Let me just take a quick look at the new inventory here. A couple of great Polaris products, a 2022 Sportsman 450, a Sportsman 110, beautiful Velocity blue color, really nice. And let's see, a 110 EFI. Got some great bikes in, too. I'm just checking. A Ranger 1000. That's coming soon. But you can get a deal done on it today. It's last day of the month. So if you know what you want, get over there. By the way, if you're shopping for somebody who loves bikes, off-road fun, the outdoors, whatever, they have a huge accessories department there. So it's not your thing. Just ask the staff because they all live in this universe and they can help you. So take advantage. Last day of the month. As Terry says, he'll listen to any unreasonable offer. So go make one at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. Local news, 510. Brant coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A new memorial to Rosa Parks will depict her in the spot in Montgomery where she was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man in 1955. The dedication of the monument will be held Wednesday on Rosa Parks Day. Montgomery police say a Montgomery woman who went missing over a week ago has been found. Crystal Collins has been reported missing since November 19th, but authorities say she has now been located. No further details are available at this time. Auburn has already started making changes after the loss to Alabama over the weekend. Offensive coordinator Mike Bobo is reportedly out. He was brought in by coach Brian Harsin to lead an offense who started strong with back-to-back 60-point games. But the Tigers closed with four straight season losses, all to SEC opponents. No word yet on who will call plays in Auburn's bowl game. I'm Daryl Hood with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hello, this is Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, Social Security Administration, or any other federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you.
We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking Service Academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website, barrymore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor. Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggled to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great string of days we have underway, and even the nights are starting to moderate. Tonight, mostly clear and not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, as the month of December begins, in fact, the next couple of days, warmer temperatures. Look for low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday with more sunshine. And even Friday, I think we're up around 75 and still dry. Just an incredible week of weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All right, here's today's big story. Calorie labels on booze. That'll figure it out.
Move over, keto. Now there's Beto. Booze imbibing, terminating obesity.
Instead of ordering margarita, which has over 700 calories, with Beto, I just do two shots of tequila. That's only 130 calories.
The Beto diet lets you lose weight by drinking alcoholic drinks with the lowest calories.
Rather than a Long Island iced tea, that's like 780 calories, I drink a vodka soda. Just 133.
The Beto diet allows you to continue drinking away your miserable life while dropping pounds, so when you do fall over in a drunken stupor, you're not as big. So it's easier for your friends to lift your passed out body off the nightclub bathroom floor.
Beto is neato.
Beto's neato. I'm wasted, but I'm skinny.
Yeah, this whole idea. So you did this big study. I hate the word study. I wasn't good on it. And when you hear the word study, it's usually a group that made a ton of money for coming up with a conclusion that makes no sense. So they really think that they can curb obesity and alcoholism by putting calorie labels on alcohol. The only time I can think of where somebody, we might have been a little bit, nobody wanted a beer belly, right? So Bud Light, all these light beers, supposedly, I think the calorie difference was kind of, you know, like minimal, maybe 20 or 30% fewer calories. So great. I'll just drink more of that.
Yeah.
And lose some weight, right? It doesn't work. It doesn't. That's the only time I can remember anybody being concerned. Regular beer is just too fattening. So it's just another one of these. Oh, and this was done at the University of Liverpool. Three in four people they found are oblivious to calorie levels. Well, you know, again, as I said on Facebook earlier today, if you could just do a better job of managing our government, stay the hell out of our lives, kind of, you know, limited government will fix a lot of problems. But no, we got it the Joe Biden way, and it hurts to sit down. And joining us now, the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. And how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. Doing really well. Crazy day, you know?
I wanted to ask specifically, first off, about Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, stepping down, and they replaced him with somebody who's worse. Just off first impressions. Yeah. And Twitter stock took a hit today, did it not?
It did. And, it's interesting because this was brought about by a private equity company that owns a very large stake in the firm, and they've been kind of duking it out with Dorsey over the direction of the firm and so on, and finally Dorsey agreed to step down. And at first, the stock was up in pre-market trading just because people thought, well, maybe this could be a good thing to kind of help get the stock going even more.
Yeah.
But then it started going down, I think, because of a lot of the infighting. But I also believe that one of the things that happened with Twitter is, it's one of these tech stocks that we talk about so often that is valued on a free cash flow basis. And, the sheer thought or prospect of higher interest rates and higher bond yields just really hits them. So I think Twitter got hit with a 1-2 punch today. Uh-huh. And, and if you look at the market action in the NASDAQ and of course in the broad market indexes, they all got hit pretty hard today because of what Jay Powell was saying up in Washington.
Let's go to that now, because we had the bad day on Friday, a nice bounce back, a lot of optimism yesterday, and today he opens his mouth and the Dow is down like almost 700 and et cetera. So please tell us what he said and how that's going to impact our money.
So, first of all, let me see how I can unpack this quickly. And I've said this before, and we're not ones to try to, thump our chest or pound our chest on anything, but we've been on record for a solid year. I mean, I think people listening, and certainly you, know that we have been saying for a year that the Fed chair is wrong, that this is not transitory, that this inflation was going to only build steam and get worse. And we positioned accordingly, and obviously it's worked out incredibly well for us. But the Fed chairman, what he said today was a total vindication of what our position's been all along. Number one, he said, we are removing the word transitory. We no longer view this as transitory. We believe this is a threat. So he caved. It was a massive cave-in. Not only did he say it one time, but he said it twice. So number two, then he said, we're going to have to now move faster on removing accommodation to the economy and pulling stimulus out of the system to try to get this under control. And he said again, not once, but twice, that they were going to speed up the pace of taper. Now, people hear this word taper, Greg, and I just want to take about 30 seconds on this because no one really understands it, but it's pretty simple. The Fed creates money every month, and they take that money and they go in the open market and they buy U.S. Treasury bonds that have already been issued. These are 10-year Treasury bonds trading in the open market, just like any other liquid security. And they create $80 billion a month. They go into the open market. They buy these Treasury bonds and bid these prices up so that they trade at these unnatural prices, which also has the effect of suppressing the yields from where they really should be. These yields should be a lot higher because of inflation, but they're keeping them down. And so when they slow down the rate of their purchases every month, which is what taper means, we're going to slow down how much money we're creating and using to buy these bonds every month. They announced this last month at their FOMC meeting. They're going to start this taper process and finish it by June. Well, today what he said was, we're going to speed that up. We're no longer going to finish it by June. We may finish this by February or March, which is a huge, huge shift from what they've been saying.
That's like doubling
the
speed.
So the bottom line to that whole thing about taper is, forget about it now, because when February, March gets here, they're not going to be there as a ready, willing buyer of these treasuries with $80 billion per month. So with all that buying going away, the price of these bonds will start to drop. These yields are going to go higher. That's another. That's also the preemptive move before they start hiking the federal funds rate. This is why, Greg, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we got more defensively positioned than we have been in almost 10 years. And I've talked to you about this, that, you know, our largest portfolio model, I think we're at 13% in equities right now. We've been in 30% in very, very short-term fixed income, about 50% cash and 10% gold. It's an unbelievably defensive position. So right now we are pretty much high and dry through this whole thing that is going to probably get worse, by the way.
So,
the action by the Fed today was an absolute, I'm talking about, egg on their face, cave in like you've never seen, and basically an admission that they've been wrong. And so let the fun begin, because this is it. I mean, we are here. This is everything I've been talking about for a year or more than a year. We are here. It's happening.
Chickens have come home to roost.
Yep, exactly right. So
at the opening bell tomorrow, if there's news, you know, in the futures or something, please give us a call, okay?
We sure will. And you guys have a great evening, and we're going to do it as well, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do that deliberately.
No,
I forgot
fine.
To invite him to Joey's party tomorrow at Baumhauer's. What's wrong with me?
Maybe you'll
seriously.
Call in.
What is wrong with you?
I'll work on it, whatever it is. By the way, if you would like to sit down with a great team of people that know how to look down the, as he said, they're always looking down the tracks to look for the next train that could upset the apple cart. That's why they're always ahead of bad news at Invista Advisor. And they also know where the good news is, too. So when I saw this big dump the market took, I didn't worry, because I know that I am not riding that roller coaster exclusively. I've got, and it's done so well for me this year. So call them 387-0094 and get a plan going for you and your family's future with Invista Advisors.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors. Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Our silly segment coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a huge volume of traffic merging from I-65 north and south onto 85 northbound. And it's got things moving really slowly all the way past Ann Street out to Perry Hill. We've got a lot of traffic on the boulevard right now. Taylor Road, very, very busy. One accident, minor in nature. That's going to be at Troy Highway and Virginia Loop. Use caution. Buckle up. It is a busy Tuesday afternoon. If you want to sell your vehicle, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center will give you a price on the spot. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
There are many Alabamians that are waking up today to make a positive difference in someone's life and to do good and to be good. I'm excited for the opportunity to help folks get up, get on their way, and face the day.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites, from seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shut draw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail, but remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Oh, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that.
Socialism into the Santa Claus because everybody's getting something, whether they deserve it or not.
Yeah.
No, I like that song because Kenan Thompson is funny. He's just funny, and he's. I see. Who's this clown? Charlemagne the God. That's the guy that Joe Biden was talking to when he said, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black." And he sat there like, "Oh, okay." You know, didn't really seem to challenge that much. But they're running promos for him. And this is the difference between a Dave Chappelle and this character. The health insurance program that all black people have is called Medi-Don't-Care. Ha, 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 ha. Really? That's supposed to be funny. I think... That ridiculous interview with Joe Biden boosted his profile. I never heard of him until Biden's on there. Like any Democrat, right? Hey, take it from this honky here. I'm on the right side. I'm on your side. That's why we've re-enslaved you with an ideology from which you're never allowed to leave. You're never allowed to think for yourself. As long as you give that up, we'll take care of you. And they've done a lousy job. That's why everybody that breaks, we have some incredible black success stories in this country. There are black billionaires now. There are, you know, I don't see where anybody's being held back other than by their own behavior. And this is the time, if you've got the energy and you invest it, you know, put it in the right directions, anybody in this country can be a billionaire now. But sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself, this is where the Democrats kill people. They encourage too much self-pity and victimization. And, well, if that's the easy way out, you buy into it. We know, it goes right back, and I heard they were talking about our Salvation Army discussion over at that restaurant on the boulevard. I don't want people feeling like they were busted. But this is everywhere. And people are reacting to what the Salvation Army, and that existed. They can deny it all they want until people leave the top of that organization. They're toast. Because I don't wake up in the morning to hurt anybody. I help people. I've helped a lot of people in my life. That's been my redemption for every stupid mistake I've made. So I got to apologize? No. Nobody needs to apologize for their skin color. Nobody. But the media, as long as it's anti-white, they don't care. You know what? I don't want to turn this into that kind of a thing, but they're pushing us into a corner. I can't do anything more about my skin color than anybody else. So, nor can I do anything about things that were done before my time. It's just ridiculous. So, this woke mentality, this is white people are going to pay for these paths. No, you're not going to get a lot of cooperation on that.
Yeah, and nobody wants our local Salvation Army to be hurt.
No.
By that kind of...
Absolutely not.
You know, we love the Harrelsons.
But you know what? A stand has to be taken. They need to understand that that messaging was toxic, poisonous, bigoted, very bigoted. And blatantly bigoted. Not just, you know, we know that sometimes prejudices are cleverly disguised, but what was in that Salvation Army literature, that CRT? That's a critical race theory. Everything is the white guy's fault. Teaching kids to grow up feeling guilty for things that were done decades or centuries before they were born. It's garbage. And it's got to stop. All right. 5:33.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We've been very busy all afternoon, and we had a little problem at Taylor Road. Got a disabled vehicle right now. Top of the ramp there. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. We have a lot of traffic on East Boulevard, and we had an accident earlier this afternoon, minor, at Troy Highway and Virginia Loop. We believe that's out of the way, but just watch out for some folks there. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka's, just a phone call away. 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $9.13 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
QPP VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N974053. This is our 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great string of days we have underway, and even the nights are starting to moderate. Tonight, mostly clear and not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, as the month of December begins, in fact, the next couple of days, warmer temperatures. Look for low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday with more sunshine. And even Friday, I think we're up around 75 and still dry. Just an incredible week of weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, everybody, it's a classic.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is a nice bar. It's nice to be here with my friend, Sherry. Gosh, I haven't seen her in so long. She's really gotten fat. I wonder if she knows. Oh, she has to. She has a man gut. I love Sherry. Why does she have to be so fat? She could get lots of men if she dropped 100 pounds. Yeah. Maybe 150. Jimmy would like her. Hey, stay away from Jimmy, Sherry. I'll cut you. Not really. We're friends. But stay away from him anyway. Jimmy doesn't like fatties. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have thought that about her. I'll compliment her hair. At least that isn't fat. Can hair get fat? It's so nice to be here. I love my friend, Fat Sherry.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You know what? I'm sorry. That is maybe the best of all of those that we collected over the years, because it covers all the bases. You know, stay away from Jimmy. I'll cut you. You know, even though she could care less about Jimmy, but the fat girl, it's brilliant. I've always loved it. All right, we have some phone calls. I don't know why. starting with Ole Miss.
Good evening. How you doing?
Bah. How are you?
Great. I just spent a wonderful evening practicing my right to keep and bear arms, deer hunting, and just enjoying a beautiful evening. It was great. You ought to try it. You talk about relaxing.
You know what? I've been doing deer hunting on my way to work every morning because they
deer are dodging.
They're overpopulating Arrowhead. And if you live in that area, friends, and you're traveling, especially early in the morning, I saw six of them on the side of the road. One of them just barely got out of the way. And I was only going like 15 miles an hour.
They're bad in West Texas. They'll stand in the road and dare you to hit them.
No
herds of them.
Well, those are Texas deer. They're prejudiced. Well,
the reason I call was, if I'm not mistaken, and I might be, but the census, African Americans only hit 13.3 or 13.5% of the population. Am I correct?
I think that's it, something like that.
Okay, well, now, if I was them, even if you throw in the LGBT, the other anchor for the Socialist Party in Washington, you're probably only hitting 15% maybe. And they keep poking this bear in the eye and make enough of us old farts mad, and they're going to have a terrible mess on their hands. Because fed up with it.
That was the kind of point I'm making, you know. When does this end? If you've been around, if you've lived a little life, and thank you for the call. So what's been accomplished? For 60 years, I've seen legislation, civil rights legislation, the Great Society, one program after another to eradicate any barriers, to give everybody a shot at the American dream. Trillions of dollars spent. Take a look at what's going on in Chicago, St. Louis, on the West Coast. Gangs just bursting into stores and helping themselves. Why is that happening? Why is that happening? You know why? Because none of these programs have really addressed the issues that need to be addressed, because they're afraid. And over the course of my life, it breaks my heart to see what's happened in Chicago. It is a toilet. They can't even protect the businesses that tourists would want. I got a friend that's going there next month for a convention, wants to know, what do you recommend? I recommend you don't go. That's what I recommend. Cooter.
Yes, sir. You know, Fat Sherry should read the labels on the alcohol bottles, you know.
You know what?
And the Big Mac wrappers.
Why didn't we think of that when they first produced that? But now we're always behind, you know.
You know what? No, seriously. People that's already drinking the alcohol, they're not going to stop and read the labels at all. This got too many calories. I'm not going to drink this tonight. You don't do it. It's like people that go to McDonald's. They don't stop when they go in the door and say, oh, I better get a Big Mac today. I better just get a cheeseburger. They don't. Like, take me, for instance, Greg. I'm fat, okay? You call me Fat Cooter. I went to the hospital for a checkup to the doctor's office, seriously, this week. In fact, it was Monday yesterday. Went to the heart doctor for my yearly checkup. Had to get on that scale. It's got the big LED readout. And I stepped on the scale, and the LED said, one at a time, please. But that's how big I am. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm not going to go reading labels on stuff. I know that I'm fat. I own it. But I'm not going to stop. Wilson. Sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was, but let's get serious for a minute. Greg, you're a good man. You donate, you have given so much. You have given when I needed it, when my family in California needed help with the pet that had died, you were right there raising the money and donating your own money. And I've seen you do it so many times when people need it. And I'm just proud to call you a friend and to say you're a good man.
Hey, thank you. But that was not done for any credit or...
I know it wasn't.
But
I know it wasn't. You didn't talk about it. But I'm just saying, I know about it. Other people know about it. And you're very much appreciated, friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
and Cooter. Talk to y'all later. Love all y'all. All
right. Thanks, Cooter.
It doesn't look like we'll be able to play You've Got This today. One of our contestants is in a noisy place. She can't call in. Rusty is not going to be here to be able to do that, so we're not going to play with ourselves. That doesn't sound good. I'll come up with a better way to put it. By the way, I want to do a shout-out to the Montgomery Area Council on Aging, MACOA. I made a donation to their Meals on Wheels program today, and I just linked their donation page on my Facebook page. And the reason I picked them, because there are so many great groups to support. And if you support any, the Humane Societies, I love them all. I wish the hell I was rich, because that's where it would go.
Yeah.
It really would. I would take, got all this unused space, I would build a shelter at my house, a nice one, and taking these dogs that have nowhere to go, or buy tons of food to help people that are having, you know, pets became the answer to a prayer during the lockdown last year, and then they became a problem because now it's so expensive to feed and take care of them. There's so much wrong going on. But there's one reason, and I saw it very eloquently put. Joe Biden's agenda has been one thing, undoing everything Donald Trump did to please God knows who. But it has backfired. What you should have done, and what Bill Clinton would have done, Bill Clinton would have taken credit. He would have left everything in place, knowing it's working, and the media would have happily complied and made him look like the greatest president since George Washington. So there you go. That's end of rant. By the way, that whole ridiculous thing about calories and stuff. If you want to lose weight, you can help yourself in a whole bunch of ways, one of which is to call Infusion. Infusion Cryo and Laser, 296-1662. They have lots of ways they can help you build your metabolism up. They have IV vitamin therapy. They not only have an IV vitamin therapy that will boost your immune system. If you don't want to get vaccinated, then help out your natural resources by asking about that and getting an IV. They have one that will tweak your metabolism so you burn more calories. There's so many ways that you can enhance your wellness, whether it's losing weight, getting your energy back. Let's face it, this onslaught of negative news and day after day after day, it takes a physical toll. They can help you get some of that energy back at Infusion in a very natural way. The cryotherapy chamber is a great way to do it. 3 minutes in there, head to toe, you'll feel better physically and mentally, I promise. They have, if maybe you're a little bit down because you got that extra waistline going on, well, CryoSkin 3.0 can knock an inch off that in one session. Ask about it. It's comfortable and takes 30 minutes. Ryan Turner, our coach, can explain that. Rich Thomas and I and Jay and so many here have used Infusion for relief of pain and so many other things. Rich is doing the CryoSkin. It's amazing. It works. 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com. Chad, give me two and I'll be right with you.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live in concert in Chicago.
250624.
A legendary career spanning six decades and numerous gold and platinum albums, Chicago comes to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Chicago live at the MPAC May 21st.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Tickets on sale now. Get yours at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago. Chicago, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Saturday, May 21st, 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs.
Yes.
Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
Legal Eagle, local heartthrob,
yes.
Chad. Chad?
I just had my Moderna shot booster, and I don't know if there's any side effects.
Hey, have you seen, because the way you did, it reminds me, have you seen the Liberty Mutual commercial, the guy that does the thing with the fat bird? What the hell is it?
The emu.
Yeah. So there's one where they show him allowing a spider to bite him so he can become Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And the next scene, they cut to closing the ambulance door.
Right.
Did it work? No.
They have some very entertaining commercials. Hey, quick Legal Eagle update.
Oh, please.
The district court in Louisiana just entered a nationwide injunction against the CMC or CMS regulation that requires all hospital and healthcare workers to have the vaccine mandatory. So that is, there's now an injunction, hospital workers and all the people covered under the separate CMC regulation don't have to get the vaccine, at least not while that injunction's in place.
So, Chad, let me ask you a question. A lot of people have already lost their jobs because of this crap.
Yeah, I think they're going to probably get their jobs back.
And would they be entitled to seek compensation if they were fired for a rule?
Well, here's the deal. A business, a hospital, can choose on its own to still require their employees to have full vaccination.
Okay.
But the government mandate right now, at least, is on hold. There was actually a decision out on the Missouri District Court yesterday, but that only applied to some states. This one, they... nationwide injunction includes all states.
Chad, your phone's going a little bit weird on me here.
Yeah, it is. This one's a nationwide injunction. This one's a nationwide injunction that'll apply to all states. So Biden is, I think, right now he's got two decisions on the Center for Medicaid, is what that is. It does the hospital reg. He's got two decisions against him on that, and he's got a decision out of the Fifth Circuit, obviously, against him on the vaccine requirement for employers that have more than 100 employees. So he is, and these opinions are not nice to the Biden administration and basically say that they are usurping the legislative and congressional power to make laws, and that when you allow the executive branch to both be the legislature and the executive branch, that it invites routinely abuse of power, and that's pretty important right there, right?
It's absolutely true. Biden has it's impossible, you know. It's actually not that complicated. Instead of doing what's best for the country, he wanted to undo every great thing that Donald Trump did. We were just talking about it. Bill Clinton would have been too smart to do that.
Of course, when he does travel bans, it's not racist.
No, isn't that amazing?
Well, what's even more amazing is his travel bans only applied to African nations when, in fact, the new strain has already spread to Amsterdam and Hong Kong and Great Britain and Canada. but they didn't have it, but he didn't put any type of hold on transportation from those. That kind of looks racist to me. you Africans, nah, we're not letting you in. You Western Europeans, yeah, come on. Door's open. So, what do you say, right?
And yet, they listen to nothing. They just dig their heels in deeper, and I can't wait for next year, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a winner. All right, take care, bud.
Love you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
And mean it. He's a good guy. And I appreciate the we got that immediate legal take on a breaking news story. I'm not going to reveal who sent this. I just left the doctor's office, decided to go Chick-fil-A curbside, and was listening to the show. And you started raising your voice, so I turned down the radio so the dude about to say my pleasure wouldn't get scared. But he heard and asked if I was listening to Mr. Craig from that talk radio show. I said, yes. He said he listens when he's not on duty. That story made my day. Thank you so much. When you are ready for flooring and you still got time before Christmas, get to Georgia Floors Direct there on the Boulevard. See Jeff Mallinson and his incredible team. Pick something out. It's all wholesale priced. And they'll have it ready and installed in time to glamour up your house a little bit for the holidays. I mean, flooring, they've done so much for us. Maybe the most amazing. I was going to put tile. Take the linoleum. I don't like linoleum. I had it in my old bathroom. I took it out. They took it out. And they replaced it with a tile that they eventually said, you know, we could run this up the wall halfway and make this look like a sauna. And they did it, and it was unfreaking believable. They did a backsplash that they designed themselves. Again, a work of art. So it's not just great prices, top-notch products, popular styles. It's the experience over half a century that goes into each transaction and each installation. That's how you can't go wrong. So stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his Berry Band of Floriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still.
Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan, and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream, and if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address, and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
All right, let's wrap up Happy Hour with something festive. Don't forget the Joey birthday party tomorrow night at Baumhauer's right after this program. Let's get festive with this old.
It's the most fattening time of the year. Just got done with Thanksgiving. Now relatives bringing more cakes and country tear. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the fat, fattiest season.